Well, we have been talking so very much about the eclipse on Monday, and it's kind of hard to imagine what it's going to be like, but we do know that everybody's getting ready and making plans, and we have on our WHBC Newsline right now, Canton Police Chief John Gabbert. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you, Pam?
Doing well, doing well. Just the eclipse is just larger than life right now.
Yes.
And you guys are planning for it, aren't you?
We are. And I think, you know, law enforcement agencies, safety forces around the state of Ohio and surrounding states are all working together, talking about plans and what we expect. And I think, you know, for Canton, we're right on the edge there. I think that that our biggest concern, we're going to see some traffic, and just hoping people will take some time to make some practical changes or considerations that day.
Yeah, what I mean, that's what I keep thinking is, like you said, we're right on that edge, and
right.
There's going to be there are people staying here and then maybe traveling north or west. 77, you think that's going to be an issue? What are you guys expecting?
Yeah, you know, we're going to staff up a little bit that day just to make sure that we have, you know, plenty of assistance. And we do think that the big throughfares, I think 77, 62, 30, they may cause some issues, but, you know, consider also that it's not just at the time of the eclipse. Think of, you know, hopefully our local businesses will get some benefit from extra people. But, you know, for those of us who live here, we should really consider it's going to take us a little bit extra time to get places. You know, we should be patient, make sure you give yourself plenty of time. You know, nothing's more dangerous than trying to rush or get through traffic too quickly. You know, I think that's probably going to be our main concern. It's just, you know, we have events at Centennial Plaza, and we have there's an event at the watching event at the fairgrounds, and I know the sheriff's well prepared. I know that Canton Safety Forces and Chief Bennett with the fire department, everyone's just preparing for the worst. But I also think this is a great opportunity for families to get together and talk about a safety plan. You know, we could expect some crowds. Kids are going to be out of school. Any event that you have that you're paying attention to something other than, you know, ground level, eye level, you should really pay attention. What are my kids doing, and where are my kids going to be with everybody looking up? I say the same thing with fireworks. You know, when the fireworks are over, you shouldn't be looking around, wondering where your kids went, you know?
Yeah.
So those are just kind of very practical, simple things to think about.
Yeah, I never even really thought about that. You know, everybody's going to be looking up.
Everybody starts to look up, you know, and I think that's one of those things that, you know, as parents or you know, guardians of young kids or anyone with families, just talking about if you do get separated, where are we going to meet? You know, what do we do? And of course, I always encourage people, find somebody with a uniform if kids get lost. And like I said, that may be a little bit, you know, more for fireworks and so forth. But I don't see why it wouldn't apply in the middle of the day to an eclipse as well. So, you know, if you're in the park or if you're at the fairgrounds or one of these events where it may be somewhat crowded, it's always a good idea just to have a talk before that event and say, here's what happens if you're not holding dad's hand anymore, and you wonder where we're at. So,
yeah, it's better safe than sorry. And
sure,
we're going to have a lot of visitors, you know?
Well, yeah, we are.
All right. So let's move to the We Believe in Canton schedule. Talk about that.
Yeah, very excited. So we're going to kick off this year in June. And, you know, last year we expanded it a little bit, and they keep getting bigger and bigger. But in June, on June 12th, we're going to start at Centennial Plaza. That'll be our first one. And all the dates are posted on our social media. And I believe we have a link. If we don't, we will shortly, a link on our website to the dates. So Centennial Plaza, and then June 20th at Harmont Park, July 10th at the Babe Stern Center, July 17th at the Southeast Community Center, and July 24th. At Stadium Park, which we haven't done one at Stadium Park, so I'm really excited to have it there.
And for folks maybe who aren't familiar with what the We Believe in Canton events are, maybe explain that to them.
Sure. So what we started with is Canton Safety Forces spending time really serving the community in a kind of a direct way. We cook, we have some entertainment for the kids, and we partner with a lot of resources around Canton. And so families, what we encourage is for families to come down and directly interact with police officers and firefighters and just kind of discover each other a little bit, really learn and know each other on a human level. And at the same time, there are several of our resource partners that are there who can provide information on that are really geared toward families, and other city departments are down there. So it's a great way for us as the police department to connect with the community. And it's been such a huge benefit for my officers to make that connection, especially with kids in neighborhoods, throughout the city. So we try to be at every quadrant. But we're also going to expand this year into having some like pop-up cookouts and just have my guys on my team rolling around the city looking for opportunities and playgrounds and so forth where there may be families or kids playing, and then just jump out and have a cookout and a just kind of a spontaneous event. So we're going to do that through the summer as well.
Oh, that's fun. Oh,
yeah, that'll be good.
Yeah, that'll be great. That will really be great. And I know that kind of in that same vein, you have a couple of community initiatives that are going to be completed this year.
Yes. Well, so our Police and Parks Initiative it's been a kind of a vision of mine for a few years. And what it really is we're going to install some locations within city parks, really city parks that are within neighborhoods that are at least have been underserved historically. And those little areas that we create will be the future locations of a lot of our cookouts and events and so forth, because it'll be a focus point. It'll be a crime camera. And it will be just kind of a planting our flag, saying these are the police in parks. We have a camera that we will connect directly to our real-time crime center. In some of the parks, there are multiple cameras, such as Crenshaw Park, because it's so big. But we want to give the community that idea that it really is. We want you to enjoy one of our greatest resources in Canton, which is our parks, and whether we can physically be there or not. And there will also be an educational piece in each installment that will tell some of the history of the Canton Police Department.
That's awesome. I love it.
Yeah,
yeah, you guys have a lot going on. And I know we're going to have you, we'll have you back on because we want to talk about the Citizens Police Academy and find out how everything is going for you throughout the spring and summer. So we'll schedule you to come back on, too.
Well, I'd love to, and I love the opportunity, so anything I can do to kind of encourage people to participate and just joining hands with each other while we make it through this summer. I'm really looking forward to it.
All right. Sounds good. We appreciate you coming on. Canton Police Chief John Gabbard, thank you so much.
Thank you, Pam. Have a great day.